Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
12 minutes to 11. Now, there's a list of the most borrowed library books in Ireland out this today, and one children's author takes the top six places on the list. Can you believe that? Not the most borrowed children's books, the most borrowed books, full stop. Not just kids. It's like the Beatles and the US charts in the 1960s all over again. Jeff Kinney is the author, excuse me, of the much borrowed Diary of a Wimpy Kid series, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning, Jeff. Good to talk to you.
Hi, good morning to you.
You're in the top six of the most borrowed books in Irish libraries this year. Is that a nice feeling?
I can't believe it, actually. You know, I get Google alerts on Diary of Wimpy Kid, and I keep getting these ones from Ireland, and I can't believe it. I feel really lucky, and I also feel, you know, a connection there because that's my heritage comes from Ireland, so it's great that things have come full circle for me.
You were here around this time last year. Did you have a chance to investigate some of your own heritage?
Yeah, I did a little bit. You know, I got to meet people from Kilkenny, which is where I believe my family is from. And I also got to go to Dublin, which was really cool.
Yes, indeed. Let's talk a little bit about the Diary of a Wimpy Kid and why it is so utterly popular. I mean, is it because it's got pictures in it and it's kind of comic and cartoon and yet it's text-driven as well? What is it that seems to be a big shining light for children around the world?
I think that the text and the pictures help for sure, but I think that the main reason the books work is because everybody can see themselves and their own family members in these characters. You know, that Greg isn't really a special kid. He doesn't have magical powers or anything like that. He's just an ordinary kid, and I think that most people can relate to that.
What I love about your books, and they're extremely popular in my house, Jeff, is that it gets children reading. Do you find as you tour the world with your books that it's increasingly hard to get children to pick up a book of any description?
I think it is. I don't have to look much further than my own house to see that screens and the multitude of screens are, you know, competing for our kids' attention. So I think it's great when a kid can have a book in their hands and to, you know, feel the pages and really connect to the ideas. So I think it's great when my books get kids reading, you know, and turn kids into lifelong readers, hopefully.
How old are you, Jeff?
I am 43 now.
So you're about the same age as myself. So what were you watching on TV as a kid? I mean, or even as an adolescent? Were the Wonder Years on your radar growing up?
Yeah, when I was a later teen and a young adult, The Wonder Years was a great show. And in fact, I was trying to create The Wonder Years in a way in these books. Yeah, I was trying to create a nostalgic book that adults might read that reminded them of what it was like to be kids. So I was actually targeting adults, not kids.
And were you a nerd growing up, or were you sporty? What sort of kid were you?
I would say I was an average kid. I had my sporty moments and my nerdy moments. I played Dungeons & Dragons, so I guess that qualifies me as a nerd.
High-end nerd, Jeff.
Yeah, I think I am.
That, which is a compliment in our world.
Right.
So the Greg Heffley character is there's a lot of you there, or do you hate that comparison or analysis?
Yeah, I'm used to it by now, but
yeah,
I think that you know, Greg is the sum of my worst parts. I think that he's just an exaggeration of the mistakes that I made as a kid and as an adult.
I'd love to know what you read as a child and what sort of was it a bookish house, or did you have to go to the library because no one else was reading? What sort of a
Yeah, we had great books in the house because my mother was an early childhood educator, and we had all the, you know, picture books, the great big picture books. And then my sister was a reader, and she read coming-of-age stories about girls by Judy Blume, which I then devoured. And then I moved on when I started to develop my own interests. I developed an interest in fantasy, and I loved books by Terry Brooks and by J.R.R. Tolkien. So those were my favorite.
I always thought, even myself growing up, that I loved the value. There's great value in comics. I mean, we had things in this country like Beano and Dandy and Wizard and Chips. And regardless, I always say to kids if you ever meet them, regardless of what they're reading, once they're reading something, it doesn't matter a damn, but once they have something in their hand. Were you a comic kid as well?
I was a huge comic kid.
Really?
My father, when my father was growing up, he collected comic books by Carl Barks, who did the Donald Duck and Uncle Scrooge comics. Mm. And so his parents threw them all out when he went to the Naval Academy. And then he made it his life's mission when he became a parent to start recollecting all of those. So I was the benefactor, is that beneficiary? I'm not sure, of all of those, of that decision, because I got to, I got to read this great literature that happened to be in comic form.
Martina was on to say, Jeff, my kids love your books. I occasionally have to stop my 9-year-old reading them because he cannot breathe from laughing. There's a compliment. And I love seeing them enjoying the books. Another says, Ryan, I would like to say thank you to Jeff because they helped my son to get reading, as the format is very easy to concentrate on, and for him his concentration isn't great and he gets put off when there's too many words on the page. So thank you to Jeff, from another happy mother listening in today. And I suppose it's for that reason that you were named as one of Time Magazine's most influential people, because you are managing to get the future generation, if you like, the kids of today, reading again.
I love that idea, especially because I didn't set out to get kids to read. I was really writing for grown-ups. I was writing for adults. So I think it's a really interesting byproduct of all of this is that it's reaching kids and maybe turning them on to reading. So I'm proud of that.
Well, your most recent has already been devoured in my house, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. Is this what number nine is it?
That's book nine. Yeah, it is. I can't believe it's that many.
And we can, that's it. It's a road trip.
Right, it's a road trip. So I don't know how typical a road trip would be in Ireland. I guess you could travel the width and breadth of Ireland in a day. But I think it's a tradition in American culture where you take off and you drive for several days at a time. But I think that any kid who's ever been in the car for just a few hours knows what it's like to be in the back of the car under all the luggage.
It's a universal story, Jeff. It's a pleasure to talk to you. Thanks for taking our call this morning. A happy Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you so much, and to you too.
Thank you so much. That's Jeff Kinney there, joining us from London Town, where he's obviously on his book tour with his new book, Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. And as I say, if your kids are having trouble reading, or if you're having trouble encouraging them to read, go down to your local library or your local bookshop and get them a copy of that, and I think you'll bring them to a whole new world that they'll really, really love.
On 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with great value travel insurance at supervalue.ie.